curse of getting your significant other's tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's... I believe in that.
I don't.
Why not? Like, I mean, your marriage failed.
Yeah.
So,
but it wasn't because of the tattoo.
I think it might have been.
No.
You doubled down, too.
I got the tattoos early on in our marriage.
So you set yourself up for failure?
No.
I think so. Like, I believe in that curse. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm superstitious. Like, what's the number one, like, superstitious thing that, like, somebody would think you're crazy about?
I don't know, because you know what? Like, you know, growing up in a Christian home, we didn't believe in, like, superstitions and stuff.
Okay.
So I never really had a chance to be like, oh my gosh, you can't do this, or black cats at night mean, you know, it's
so,
like, you're bad, like, for 18 years. Like,
so you never had, like, walk under a ladder, open an umbrella inside? I like doing...
Well, open the umbrella inside, over, like, you'll have bad luck, but that was about it.
I actually enjoyed doing it to piss people off.
Oh my gosh, you were one of those.
Yeah, and, but you don't have any ridiculous ones that
no.
you're just like, that's one of my ridiculous ones. Like, the,
I wish.
That's why, like, I will never get anything tattooed on.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Hey, at the time, I was in love, and...
It seemed like a dumb idea?
No, I wanted it.
It seemed like a dumb idea?
At the time?
Yeah.
No.
I know. Because you have them. But was it a dumb idea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's done is done, right?
But what about pennies? Like, if you pick up, like, a heads-up penny?
No.
No?
No. See, I'm jealous.
What about Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th, I just think of, ooh, spooky. Let's watch scary movies. But it's not like... I have noticed sometimes my kids act a little crazy.
What about the full moon?
Okay, so I do believe, like, when there's a full moon, people be acting crazy.
So, I fucked up one time.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't really believe in superstitions.
Yeah.
And played with a...
Nope. That is not a superstition. I know what you're going to say.
Oh, Ouija board?
That's not a superstition. That's freaking black
okay,
fucking magic.
That's real?
That's
like,
magic.
Okay,
shit.
So, no. You believe in that, though.
Yeah.
But it's not a superstition. It's just real.
Right. That's not a superstition at all.
I burned sage in my apartment for a week.
See? Mm-mm. That is demonic, and that is a pure evil board. That is not a superstition.
So, is it fucked up that I left it in the apartment?
No.
After I moved out?
No. I wouldn't even want to keep it in my apartment.
No, but the other people moved in with it. And there was something attached to it.
Well, hopefully they got rid of it.
How? I heard, like...
Where did you leave it?
In Alaska.
I know, but, like, did you leave it in, like, where they could find it?
No, not at all.
Where did you leave it?
In the back of a hall closet.
So they probably just threw it out then.
If they even found it.
Well, if it's in a bag in a hall closet.
No, the back of it. In the top. Like, up.
Oh.
Where you, if you're not on a step stool, you're not going to find it.
Here's the thing. Hopefully, it's the type of thing where if you keep it closed, those evil spirits won't come out, you know?
Maybe.
So, hopefully, it's still closed, and that little, the evil spirit is just in there until it's opened again.
Maybe. I actually feel kind of bad, because
yeah.
I like, that's one of the superstitions. Like, I mean, I know you say it's real,
yeah.
But...
My uncle, he had a Ouija board in his car.
Say it again.
A Ouija board. My uncle.
A Ouija?
Ouija.
Ouija?
Yeah.
There's not a W in it.
How are you saying it?
A Ouija?
I'm saying Ouija.
A Ouija.
A Ouija?
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying.
I know.
It's not a Ouija, James.
Yeah, it's O-U-J-I-A.
The O is silent.
A Ouija board.
Ouija. The O is silent.
No, my God, no. But you doesn't even make the W.
Whatever. Anyway, so my uncle had one in the back of his car.
A what?
I'm not going to say it anymore. My uncle had one in the back of his car, and it was doing some weird things. So he went to go pump some gas, and he, like, left it at the gas station, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he drove off, when he went back and looked at the car, it was in the back of his car again.
That's some creepy shit.
I know. I don't know. I don't remember the rest of the story. I remember that. That really stuck out to me. So
okay,
I don't know,
now, like, the question is, do you think it's real?
Yeah.
I don't. I think he made that shit up.
I do.
I think he made it. How old were you?
When he told me that story?
Yeah.
Maybe. Gosh, I don't remember it. Like, he died in, like, 08. So I was maybe 18 or 19.
Damn, you're that gullible at that age?
Hey.
That sounds like a big fish story.
It does some weird stuff.
That sounds like some big fish.
James, evil spirits are real.
Okay.
Things like that can really...
I'm married to you.
You think that this house...
I understand I'm married to you.
No, you think our apartment is haunted. I don't think it is.
I definitely do.
The little cracks and stuff, you're like, there's something in here. I'm like, that's just what old buildings do. They crack and make noises.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Something's following me evil. And I believe it, and I don't care.
I haven't encountered it.
Well, I have.
So thank you, Jesus.
I see things in the side of my eye. I don't like it. Little dark figures. I hear them giggle.
That's not anything to do with this apartment. That's all in your fucking head.
Is that me smoking too much weed?
Probably.
I'm joking. I don't see that.
You know, I got some blessed oil in the bathroom, so...
Okay. We might have to break that shit out.
Hey, I will. One of these days.
Okay. Well, I wanted to bring this to Christmas, though.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your ideal Christmas present? Oh,
gosh. Ideal Christmas present?
Yeah.
An all-inclusive beach... resort vacation.
Mm-hmm. You went big.
Yeah, you said ultimate, so that was my ultimate.
I meant like something I could afford.
Okay.
How about, like, tell me, like give me like a ballpark of what you're looking for, that would, the one gift I can get you.
I want like an Apple Watch. No. Or like a Fitbit type of a thing. I don't know, because, you know, we're the type of people, well, at least me, I buy what I want all throughout the year.
Okay, so nothing? I love that gift. That's my favorite. Okay, nothing.
No, well, no, I like things like body scrubs and bath bombs.
I want to watch.
I know you want to watch, but I deserve one first, because you just got one.
But mine's only $100.
My Fitbit is like $150. So what's your ultimate besides a watch?
Right now, I don't really have one. Like, mm-hmm. It's weird what kids do to you.
I know.
It's like I don't even know what something.
You want to put it all on them, like give it all to them.
I get it now. My mom didn't even like getting gifts from me on Christmas.
Yeah, it's like, what's the point? My dad, I don't even remember. Like, we'd buy my dad Christmas presents, but he'd be, like, the very last person to open the presents.
And it's he
like,
didn't look happy about
no,
it.
No, it was like, okay, I'm ready to go back to bed because you motherfuckers woke me up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, and he's like, I'll just open them when I wake up from my nap, you know? Like,
oh, no, but I didn't have that.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I want fuzzy. I like fuzzy slipper socks. I like those.
Okay. Those are your ultimates?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Honestly, I'm just buying myself whatever I want anyways.
Exactly. That's what I do throughout the year. I know you want to take my debit card.
Yeah, I need that. I need that.
I do have packages at my dad's house.
I can't wait till the kids get older.
Oh, why?
So we can buy them actually like really cool stuff that they can practically use.
Or they could be like, just give me gift cards.
No, I don't. I'm not ever going to be that parent.
Well, we'll do that. We'll do Visa gift cards and things like that. But no, like, I will.
No,
we won't. A lot of kids like.
Hold on. No, we won't.
Why?
Because I said so.
You've never gotten like a gift card or two to like Target or McDonald's? Or
not something? For my parents.
Oh, I have. But I've also gotten like presents still. But that was like one of my gifts.
Never from my
and
parents.
That was not even a gift. It was more like a stocking stuffer.
So, okay, this brings up another question then. Mm-hmm. How did you, at some point, it's very obvious when you're a child mm-hmm. and you're just running up to your dad during Christmas time and being like, I want this, I want this, I want this. Yeah. But, like, at 11, 12, like, when you hit middle school, mm-hmm. how did you, like, do... asking for gifts and like
I still wrote out a Christmas list, like a wish list.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it went from there, and then I just left it up.
Oh, did I forget you're old?
Yeah,
I forget.
What do you mean? Why does that make me old? Because I wrote out a Christmas list.
Yeah, we're in middle school.
Yeah, shut up. And
I didn't.
Why, you would just go on the internet and print things out that you wanted?
Oh, I'd make a wish list and email it to my mom.
Oh, see, yeah, no. Never that.
No. Never that. And, like, so what I would do... Okay, so you just made a wish list, right?
Yeah, or we would get, like, the Sears magazines or JCPenney.
And make some circles. Mm-hmm. And so, you made sure at least it wasn't a disappointing Christmas.
Yeah. Did I always get everything I wanted on that Christmas list? No, I did not. But I never had a Christmas where I was like, this is the worst Christmas ever. Like, I've enjoyed every single Christmas.
I definitely enjoyed every single Christmas. I was autistic, and I figured out the budget of what I could ask for.
Well, you're the only child, so there probably was barely even a budget.
It was about 200.
I guess back in the day, that's a lot. 200 now?
Nothing.
Nothing, right.
Right, we're about to spend 100 on each.
Yeah, probably. Maybe a little more.
We
have one whose birthday is 6 days before Christmas, too. We have to remember that.
We're going to make sure to get him little toys. Anyways, I figured out, like, kind of what the budget was of mm-hmm. what they're willing to spend on me.
Right.
And I went to my mom and I was like, all right, well... Here, I want shoes. Mm-hmm. Here's four choices.
Oh, you went that route?
And then I went, I need two pairs of pants.
So you basically picked out your Christmas presents.
And I was just like, choose which ones.
I don't like that.
And then like three video games.
I didn't see, but that's also...
But, you know, no, but do you realize how happy I was?
Yeah, because you're weird.
I know, but I don't like surprises. Like, ask my mom if I like surprises. Not at all.
We tried to surprise you one time when your mom came to your, one of your comedy shows. And you were, like, so upset. And this is, like, I think this is maybe the second time I met her, too.
Yeah.
And I was, you're like, don't ever surprise me. And we're like, okay.
I really didn't like that.
Whatever.
I did well, though.
I don't think you did well at that time.
Yeah, because you surprised me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Like, don't do it. No. You did it at a comedy show. Like, that was fucked up.
No, and it wasn't. It was just an open mic.
I know. No. It threw me off. Not cool.
Well.
Anyways, I always had the best Christmases.
Yeah, I did too. And then we always ate really good too. Ate really good food, and then it was just like having fun. I what was so nice about Christmas is just opening all your presents and then playing with them all day, figuring things out. You know, once you get older and your parents get you things to decorate your room, like how are you going to set up your room and stuff like that. You know, I miss those days.
You know, my mom was always big on that. Like, even though it was me and her. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times on Christmas.
Yeah.
She always tried to invite co-workers over that, like, the younger airmen. Mm-hmm. Since she was military, she worked with younger people.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just in the dorms. or the barracks or whatever. So
they would come over and she would cook like a nice dinner and everything.
Yeah, and honestly, like, some of those people, like, crafted who I was, too. Like, Ms. Monique was her best friend. I had the biggest crush on her.
Why?
She was a big-titty black lady.
Oh, my gosh, James.
I don't know. She was, and she was fun. Mm-hmm. Like, she was fun, just ready to go with the punches and not too uptight. And my mom was a little more uptight.
Yeah.
And then I believe the dude's name was Shane. Mm-hmm. And that my mom would let me go play video games with him and his buddies.
Oh, okay.
And drink beer. Sorry, Mom. At 16.
Uh-huh.
And it was a good time. It was a little mini, like...
family.
Like, Air Force family, and...
Do you think your mom still talks to those people?
Every once in a while, she brings them up, and... If I'm getting the name right, it's been so long, but I'm pretty sure his name's Shane. Mm-hmm. He used to call me Jameson. After the whiskey. That's weird. And he got me a... What are the caps? You know, like the beach cap, like the bucket hat.
Oh yeah, bucket hat.
He got me a bucket hat that of Jameson.
That's cute.
Yeah, no, these were great people, and it sculpted who I was. Like, I was 13 without a dad.
Yeah,
that just like took off, like, regardless of whatever that did.
Right.
And but these people are really prominent, like for a good like 3 or 4 years of my life, and. Mm-hmm. It was good, but anyways.
Right.
Christmas time is really great, and
it's especially fun when you have kids. Before I had kids, I didn't really celebrate it after I, you know, left my dad's house. Didn't really celebrate it, didn't really decorate the Christmas tree, you know, but as soon as I had kids, I'm like, okay. Well, gotta get into that mode.
And with Julie, we would just order shit around Christmas time. Yeah. Like, we weren't buying each other gifts and hiding them.
Yeah, well, remember last year I bought us that little Bluetooth speaker and we still use it a year later. You know, that was like, I know it was $20.
Well, we were a little broke. Joe Biden just became president.
We were broke. Were we broke?
Joe Biden everything's just started hitting the shit.
And we got the kids Christmas presents.
Everything was fine.
Yeah.
But it was also, we were getting broke.
Yeah. That's true.
Anyways, let's take a little break real quick, and we'll be back with advice about Tiara's friends. Well, we're back. What's the name of the segment, Tiara?
We don't have a name for the segment yet. Well, that'll come. But
Tiara's friends ask dumb questions.
No, because it's not even that.
They're not dumb questions,
and it's not even they're not even always asking questions. So that's the thing. So we'll find out. We'll figure it out.
All right.
But this is a fun little segment because I'm a part of a group that I joined after I left my ex-husband. You know, just to talk to other middle-aged. Am I middle-aged?
Yeah.
Middle-aged, divorced women. And I'm just going to say this. Women are crazy. Okay. Women are crazy.
So, explain what we're doing here. So
I'm going to find, just in the group, just some random, crazy-ass shit that these people talk about or post. And then we're just going to talk about. We're just going to discuss. We'll maybe
give some advice.
Give some advice or just...
And please message Tiara on Facebook... if you want your questions answered.
Yes. Yes. Not all the time is it going to be like advice type things, but we're just going to discuss. You know, have a little discussion.
If you want to be judged.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to be judged. So, and it might be one question. It might be two questions, depending on how long it takes us to discuss them.
But DM the Tiaras.
Yes. DM the Tiara. Tiara May. So, I'm going to read this one. This one got me.
Okay.
Ladies, I'm going to post this anonymously as I don't want to be identified for the fact that it could be perceived as wrong.
Speak up. Come on.
So, I mean, that just there, you're just like, okay. What are you going to tell us?
Okay, come on.
Me and my cousin have been in love for over 10 years.
Oh, no.
Through the years, we've never crossed any boundaries for the sake of our families and not to cause issues. Well, 10 years forward, we decided to sit down and talk face to face alone, which we will soon, knowing too well what we want. Meanwhile, every time we have been together with family during this year, he has flaunted in front of everyone how he feels for me. Questions starting to be asked. I'm a little embarrassed, but why should we keep on denying something that has not faded for so long? Is this wrong? Is this incestuous? No longer know what to think, to be honest.
Okay, how close cousin? Like, she needs to give us, like, is it second, first, third, fourth,
fifth? I'm just going to assume it's first cousin.
Yeah.
Because they grew up together.
They should bang it out?
No, that's her close cousins. Like, that is your mom's sister's son or your mom's brother's son or like.
That's, you know what? I have my cousin's a boy.
Yeah.
Obviously. So I'm going to squash that, like, creepiness.
Right.
But I can see how that could happen since you don't, like, you're not always, like, with each other.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Ooh.
Okay. And I can see how that could fester. Does that make sense? Like, you don't see them as family. Like, you see
adults. Because you're not seeing them on a regular basis. It's not an everyday thing.
But adults are different, too, because, like, you know, they're adults, so you see them different. So you know that's your family. But when you see, like, just another kid, it's just, like, kid blindness or something. It's just another kid.
So is this incestuous?
Oh, yeah. It definitely is.
Is it wrong?
Yeah. But I can see how it happens.
I don't know.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but like, I guess what you're... Because I have cousins, too, and obviously. And...
I had a crush on my aunt. I did. What? I mean...
As a matter of...
I thought my aunt was pretty. But I didn't see her all the time. What?
I mean, I don't know. I guess
like it was just she was a pretty lady.
I have boy cousins that are close to my age. They did live with us at one point.
Were some of them handsome?
They're handsome boys, but I never thought of them like ooh.
No, it wasn't like no. See, I never thought that it was.
Yeah,
cool. I didn't think it was cool,
yeah,
but I was like, my aunt's really pretty. Like, that's all?
I do think I had a cousin that had a crush on one of my cousins, though.
I don't know. What? But don't you have, like, 500 people in your family?
I have so... My dad is one of 15. I have over 100 first cousins, so...
No, that shit's gonna happen. You're like Sweden over here.
Yeah.
Like,
my sister went to a family reunion.
Your family should have the cousin app.
Is there a cousin app?
In Sweden.
Oh, yeah, and you can see. Is there a lot of incestuous things going on over there?
Well, no, they have it so you make sure you're not incesting.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. This lady's creepy.
I don't have to worry about that over here. All of my cousins are.
No. So I think this is something that is probably normal in most people's lives. Yeah. Right? But to act on it?
They're going to sit down and have a fucking talk. That is so weird.
Like, yo, we're going to put out web feet kids. You ready? Like, ugh. Okay.
So weird.
No, I'm not going to say it is weird. Don't just fight those urges. I don't know.
Right.
Like, get off Tinder. Like, what's the final advice on that one? Get off Tinder. Stop being around your cousin.
What does Tinder have to do with them?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just think everybody should get off that shit.
Yeah.
We are the one in a million.
Yeah, it's rare. Whenever people ask, where did you guys meet? I say, Tinder. I mean, and I'm like, really? You met him on Tinder? Like,
and then you're like, yeah, you met my twin sister first.
Right. I always like to tell people, TMI for the people listening to this, that we were friends with benefits at first.
We were, yeah.
Kind of. Like, we just hung, we were friends.
I wasn't going, we weren't, we, yeah, we, well, I was thinking of moving.
I know. We were just friends and we hung out with each other. We were getting close to that best friend status.
And I was about to move.
Right, you were about to move, and you would call me every night, after, especially after comedy shows.
I was lonely.
You were lonely, and you would call me, and be like, and we would have good conversations for about an hour, and then you'd be like, okay, I'm going to sleep, and then you would
fall asleep. That lasted for a week.
I know, and then I started just staying.
Yeah.
I would come over at night, and it'd be like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, as well just stay. But remember,
no, it wasn't 3 or 4. Well, no, I would get to like 11.
I would get up when you got up because I didn't have a key, but I would get up when you got up and I would leave, and sometimes I wouldn't go back to my apartment because I'm like, it doesn't make sense for me to go back to my apartment. So I would just walk around Walmart
and then I got you a key.
Then you got me a key. No, I that got was, myself a key.
No, that was my idea.
The key, yes.
I was just like, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. And then I brought over my makeup one day, brought over some clothes.
And then I was like, you're moving in, bitch.
Exactly.
You are, aren't you? And then I love how you were like, I'm going to just go live with my dad.
I was. That was the plan. My stuff was going to be there, but I knew that I'd be spending most of my time with you.
And you know how logical I am.
Exactly.
It's just like, that's retarded.
Exactly.
Okay. So, anyways, don't fuck your cousin.
Right.
This is just a bad thing. If you listen to this, and I hope you do.
Yeah. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, we're at 9 minutes. Okay. Let's go.
All right. So this is advice I want a male's perspective on this, okay? So my boyfriend of a year and a half never posts anything on Facebook about us or me. His relationship status still says divorced. I will post on occasion pictures of a trip we've gone on, etc. And he doesn't mind. Before me, he dated a woman for a while, and before her, he was married for 14 years. Lots of posts and pictures from those relationships. He even changed his relationship status to in a relationship with his previous girlfriend. It's really bothering me lately. I've asked him in the past about changing his relationship status, and his response was, well, yours still says single. How do I approach the subject with him? Thank you.
That's just get out of the scenario. That just sounds no, just get out of it.
It doesn't sound like he's serious about her.
No, both of you are so petty. No, this is a they're both just fucked.
So you're seeing it from the perspective of, he's saying, well, your relationship status still says single, so therefore I'm not gonna post anything about you because you're still so single.
No, I'm just saying the whole scenario says you shouldn't be dating.
Why?
Because this should not be the start of a relationship.
And it shouldn't be that important because it's social media.
No, just all of this complaint. Like, not even that. Like, you dealt with that with me.
Yeah.
And I explained it very well.
Yeah.
And basically, they're petty to each other.
Right.
Because she doesn't change either.
Exactly. Why don't she change her relationship status?
So they're being petty to each other, and their relationship just started?
Ugh. See, with you...
So, like, what? Like, no. Like, you're both being petty. That's right. Not how you start a good relationship that's going to last. With me, you know I hate Facebook and stuff like that.
Yeah, if you were on Facebook all the time...
And not posting?
Yeah, then I'd be like, what's going on here?
The only thing I post is things about us.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, the shows I'm at, sometimes, no, my main thing that I post now is about the kids.
I know, you're one of us. One of us. What is that from?
Kids of the Corn.
Yeah. Or, Children of the Corn.
Children of the Corn.
One of us. One of us. You're that parent that posts your kids all the time.
I love it. Like, I love showing off that I'm making my kid, like, these kids like me.
They're your kids. That's okay.
I mean, yes and no, but whatever. Anyways, but back to this lady. Like, yeah. You were starting your relationship off wrong. That's it's so stupid. Petty, both of you. Both of you are petty. You understand that I don't post about us because I don't feel a need for the world to know what's going on in my life. Right. I just don't need that. You do it well enough for both of
us. Exactly. Like, and I tell people, talk to James. He's going to bring me up a lot. Do not worry. Like,
I am so proud to have you as my wife.
I know.
And I will say this. We were very lucky to have how we started, weirdly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was some tragedies and things that made it happen so perfectly.
Yeah.
And I think I started believing in a higher being a little bit more.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to bring that up. But you have to come to that realization yourself.
But I was just like, before I was on this whole thing where it was like, oh, he's putting hurdles. Mm-hmm. But I'm still not in a book. Yeah. And I'm still not sure.
Yeah.
But all of this, yeah.
Yeah.
I had to go through the struggles. Like, who's the Job?
Yeah, Job.
I feel like Job right now. Where Aww. It was like, oh, it paid off just being a good human anyway.
Right. Because guess what?
Okay. So, get to the last one, though.
The last one.
Also, don't just end it. Go find somebody else.
Yeah, if that's what you need to feel secure in your relationship, end it. Find someone else who will post you on Facebook all the fucking time.
Superficially.
Yeah, because that's not real. Facebook is not real.
Meta.
Yeah. So how do you guys feel about this? This is the last one to start when it's kind of goofy. The last two were kind of like, it says, I farted while squirting tonight. It was silent, but he felt it.
What are you asking me?
I don't know. How do you guys feel about if a girl farts in the middle of the act?
See, weirdly, when things come out of you, maybe it's just me.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I gave that good dick. I pushed it out with that dick.
So a woman does not need to be embarrassed around you.
I don't, at least me.
Right.
Like, a queef, nothing, like, that means.
The queefing is awkward to me when it happens.
No, see, the queefing, to me, maybe, I don't know how smart men are.
I don't know how you feel about it, because I don't think we've talked about it yet, so this is good.
I don't know how all men feel, but if I get a queef, that means I took up all the space in your vagina.
Oh, so you like it.
Like, I mean, I feel like that's science, right? That's why the air came out. Because I took up all the space. And the air had to go somewhere.
I feel like it's just an air pocket.
Okay, cool.
So you don't mind a queef? Because there have been
I'm sure a lot of guys out there are just like, when you push a little, like, gas or air, out.
Yeah.
You're just like, yeah, that's how big my dick is.
Have you ever had to fart during?
Yeah.
Have you ever done it?
Yeah. I've had a lot of sex. You know this.
I know. Have you farted while
we need to? We need to have a whole nother podcast about, like, my sex addiction. I know.
Like, we need to do, like, every... Oh, I have an idea.
We should be, what if we do...
Like an After Dark type of episode every once in a while.
No, you ask me questions, and I'll just answer them honestly.
Yeah.
About my sex addiction, because it's Charlie Sheen.
You know what we should...
No. Did you just hear what I said?
It's Charlie Sheen status.
Like...
You're fucking everything.
I
and everyone.
I fucking... What that 12-year-old girl did to me.
Yeah, that's for an after dark conversation.
What that 12-year-old girl did to me was fucked me up for the rest of my life.
I want to do... Have you ever done that BDSM survey to see, like, what you are, if you're, like, a dom or a sub?
Oh, I know what I am.
What are you?
I am definitely dominant.
What do you think I am?
You are definitely submissive.
Whatever. Well, I want to do it. So we'll have to be on the lookout for an after dark conversation. That'll be fun.
But... Yeah,
I give the people a little look into. I don't want to give them like everything, but a look into.
You know, maybe that'll make me more comfortable talking on stage about what happened to me.
Yeah,
and it wasn't even like the most horrible thing. Like my uncle didn't come into the room and said, "Jamesy, you're gonna enjoy this."
Give you your hand, James.
It wasn't like that.
Yeah.
But it really fucked me. Well,
you know, besides her, there's other people that I have to thank for your sex drive, too. But we'll get into that.
No, what?
The older lady.
Oh, I sought that stuff out because of her. I know. But what was the whole question?
Oh, I was just asking, like, how do guys feel about... Well, you can only speak for yourself. How do you feel about girls farting?
And it makes me feel like my dick's big.
But a fart, that's coming out of your butt.
It's all in the same area?
I guess. Sometimes I hold it in. I'm not going to let it out because I think that's embarrassing.
Have you ever puked?
And what if it stinks, huh?
Have you ever puked sucking a dick?
Yeah, yours.
Oh, what? Hey, House of Dragons sucks. Have a great night.